first reading's from Genesis 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
So what the heck's a Christingle? Well, I can tell you, they were around when I were a lad. And we used to, I don't know how many of you remember, you used to get a yellow sheet and you wrote your name and your church at the top of this sheet, and there were little squares of paper that had a little Christingle printed on them, and it had a little invitation on it to come to the Christingle service. And you used to knock on the doors along the road and sell these little Christingles to raise money for the Children's Society. It's a symbol that's been used by the Children's Society for years and years and years and years at this time of year to help us think about the whole story. Now, last week, you'll remember, I challenged you to read one chapter of Luke's Gospel or listen to a chapter of Luke's Gospel every single day leading up to Christmas. I'd managed it. I didn't manage to get every single day on the website. I missed yesterday's, didn't go up until late yesterday evening, but it did go up on the 7th. And there's a link on the website to the written scripture, and then David Suchet reading the scripture to you. If you download the YouView version of the Bible and you click on the little speaker icon, David Suchet will read the Bible to you. If you've never had David Suchet read the Bible to you, you've never heard the Bible, I tell you. It's like hot chocolate for the soul. In fact, it's like ginger hot chocolate with cream and little gingerbread men for the soul. And those who weren't here yesterday won't know what the heck I'm talking about. Do you know what? It's not too late to start. The plan is there are 24 chapters in the book of Luke. And if you read all 24 chapters on the 24 days of Advent, you'll wake up on Christmas morning knowing exactly who and why we celebrate. Well, if you don't want to do that, the Christingle's the next best thing. So, Christingle starts with an orange. This is interactive, by the way. I know you weren't expecting that. Some of you are still asleep. But Christingle starts with an orange. The orange. There was a clue in our previous song and in the reading what the orange stands for. Some of you know what the orange stands for. Do you know what the orange stands for? The world. God made the world. All of the services of Nine Lessons and Carols, we don't quite do the same pattern here, but they start with that reading that says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God made the world. Everything we stood on was made by God. And the buildings that we built and the things that we built are inspired by the work of human hands, inspired by the creativity that God placed in the human heart. Now, the idea of a Christingle is that you make a Christingle. Now, some of you will have made Christingles yesterday, but I don't see that anybody's brought one with. Oh, Sheena brought hers. Zach's brought his. Will's brought his. Excellent. Right. Those of us that either were too busy yesterday to make a Christingle, who would like to make a Christingle this morning? I've got lots of oranges. Do you want a Christingle? There we go. We'll keep going till we run out of oranges. Whoa! Sultanas. Oranges. 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 I haven't got that many oranges because we did 70-odd Christingles yesterday. There you are. Pass those along that way. I've got 3, 4... Got a hand up over there. I've got enough oranges for that. I need to have one left for me, that's all. I'm not throwing an orange to you, mate. I really aren't. I've got 2, 4, 6. I've got 8 more. Who wants one? Who wants one? There we go. You can have one. You can have one. You can have one. Josh wants one. It's a long time since you've made a Christingle, mate, isn't it? Oh, Howard. I've got another orange. Oh, Betty, there we are. Now, hang on a minute. That'd be lovely, thank you. Now, I've got some pre-made ones here, so does anybody want to cheat and have a pre-made one? Oh, Sylvia. Yeah. But you all know how to make one. There you are. You can have a pre-made one. And you can look at that, and you can have a pre-made one there. Anyway, I've got two more. Well, I've got one more nearly pre-made and one pre-made. Anyone else want one? I've got two more.
Can I just have your empty boxes?
Yeah, you can have the empty boxes. There we are. You have one. I've got one more. Okay, yeah. Oh, actually, you can have mine. Hang on a minute, I haven't got an orange. Okay, this is going to be fun. Oh, thank you. You can have that one when I'm done. Just suddenly realised I can't make a Christingle without a Christingle. So, do you know what the first part of making a Christingle is? Having an orange. You see, this is where we often go wrong. We start the story of God in the wrong place. So often when you hear people preaching and shouting from the front of churches or in streets, oh, we don't need those yet, Maurice, thank you. We're going to do it in bits. The whole service is going to be making a Christingle. We start in the wrong place. We forget that God made all of this. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the sky, seas, and all that dwell therein. We are not in a minority in this world. It sometimes feels like that as Christians. People say all sorts of things about the church and about us, and some of them are true. And some of the things that the church has done over the years and Christians have done over the years are pretty grim. But do you know what? Do you know how people got better without money before the NHS? Churches. Do you know how kids got educated without money before our National Education Service? Churches. Go and vote. Vote. Don't vote for someone that you think's a perfect fit to what you believe. Don't try and find somebody who would be the Jesus candidate. There aren't any, anywhere. It's not about finding the perfect mate for a marriage. It's about finding a bus that's going in the same general direction. And there might be things on the bus you don't quite like, but do you know what? It's better than a bus going the opposite way. So this Thursday, vote, because we can make a difference. There are some constituencies where the vote was changed by 200 votes. There's 150 people part of our church family. Imagine what a difference we can make. Go and vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. You can probably guess who I'm going to vote for, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you to go and vote. Even if you think your vote doesn't make a difference. Do you know what? The higher the turnout, the more difference it makes. Because it legitimizes a vote. It says these are the people that we want to represent us. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the extremists will get their vote out. So if we don't turn up to vote, the extremists will get in. And that's as true in this constituency as it is in any one of the 600 and blah, blah, blah constituencies. Go and vote. I think it is our Christian responsibility to use our vote because God made this world. We live in a world that God made. Every atom, every blade of grass, every sunset, every rainbow, God made. Yes, through the immense processes of geological time, I completely believe that. I don't believe that our world appeared on the 4th of September, 4004 BC. I think that's a misunderstanding of what the Bible is trying to teach us. What the Bible teaches is that God made the world. He loves this planet. And That is where our Christingle starts. We don't start with a red ribbon. We don't start with saying sorry for the things we do wrong. We start with the fact that God made the world. And when we stand with God, he's in a majority. So, well done. You've created the first step of your Christingle. You have an orange. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you that you love this world. Thank you that you made it in all its beauty. Would you please help us to live out our lives knowing that you are in charge of this beautiful planet, that it is your gift to us, and that you love every man, woman, child, plant, animal, rock, everything. Thank you, God, for such an amazing gift. Amen.
The next reading is from Psalm 74, verses 16 and 17. The day is yours, and also yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter.
So, we've got an orange. What's the second part of making a Christingle? Oh, you're getting to the... No. That's part three.
You tap it and unwrap it.
What I need to do is give you some stick. Or some sticks. So everybody that's got a Christingle needs... You've got sticks. Here what? No, there's four sticks. Oh, you got sticks. Who's... You're good. Right. You need four sticks. Now, what are the four sticks about? The four seasons. And we're not talking about the pop group. So you need to stick them into your Christingle. If you look at the Bible, it's full of talk about the seasons. God gives us seasons. There are seasons in the world around us. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. And there are seasons in our lives. There are different times in our lives when different things happen. There are times in our lives when we're learning and growing. And they feel like they last forever, because actually, for little ones, it is forever. For a child of 15 or 16, their only memories have been of a world that involved... Sorry, cover your ears. School. That's a season. It doesn't last forever. It doesn't last for a fraction of most people's lives, and yet it feels like that. Then there's that season as you begin to spread your wings and you make your own life. Then there's that season where if you're blessed, you meet someone special. And if you're blessed, you end up with little ones. That's the season that involves less sleep than any other season of your life. Until they become teenagers and you lie awake worrying about them. Hello. Yeah, you've laid awake worrying about them, haven't you? But then there's the season when you see them grow into amazing people. Or there's a season where you see them making bad choices and bad decisions and walking away from what's good. And then there's the seasons of our life when the kids have gone and we wonder what on earth we're supposed to say to each other now. And then there's the autumn. And the leaves start to fall and the light fades. It's all part of God's plan. I don't know why old age, well, I do know why old age is such a pain. It's because this world is broken. The Bible tells us old age is meant to be a joy, a time for wisdom, not a time for frailty and arthritis and all of that rubbish. But what's the thing about seasons? They come round again. So even in our lives, when there's a season of winter, we know that spring is coming because God promised it would. He said to Noah at the end of the flood, springtime and harvest will never cease. And it's not just about seasons, it's about the good things that God gives us. So this is the bit of Christingle I absolutely adore. So we need some sultanas and we need some sweeties. So if you can, Maurice, could you grab the box of sweeties for me, please? So you need a sultana on each of your cocktail sticks, like that. And then you need a sweetie on the end of each of your cocktail sticks, like that. Now, actually, you probably have to take your cocktail sticks out because these sweeties are quite solid. So, Maurice, I'm going to pinch three more. Do you want to go around with the sweeties? Sheena, could you go around with the sultanas for me, please? Yeah. So you're going to put some on a plate. So, what are the sweeties and the sultanas there to remind us of? Fruit, the good things that God gives us to eat. They're also there to remind us how quickly small children can eat sweeties and sultanas. It is traditional that at the end of a Christingle service, you don't end up with sweeties and sultanas left on your Christingle because they've been eaten by a child. Usually, during the bit where you light the candles and they bring the Christingle ever closer and closer and closer to eat the sweetie without you noticing. But what you do notice is the candle frame getting closer and closer and closer to a hairsprayed fringe. They remind us that God is good. You'd have known that the ribbon doesn't come next if you'd remembered the order of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Starts with God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. We don't get to the ribbon until the next bit. Don't let the story of God get contracted to a point where you start with the ribbon, because there's so much more of the story to tell that helps people to understand why the ribbon matters. God made the world. He loves us. He gives us good things. And if you're at a point in your life where actually things are tight, things are hard, you can't necessarily see enough money coming into the bank account at the end of the month, I'm going to pray for you. Because over the years, Jackie and I have known how that felt. And I'm going to pray that actually God would show you his great love for you. And that's again why we have to vote. To make sure that people don't have to beg. I long for a day when there aren't more food banks than there are branches of McDonald's in our country. Because God's good gifts are enough for us all if we will but share. The early church got that in a special way because it had different connections, it had different responsibilities. But the early church, they brought what they had and it was shared for the common good. One of my hopes and dreams for all saints as the years go on, and these next few years particularly, is we will be a place where the hurting, the broken, the poor and the outcast can come and find the help that they need to get out of debt, to work out of poverty, to find a place where they are blessed. That's my deep desire for our whole partnership in this part of North Doncaster. So let's pray as we put these final pieces onto our Christingles to remind us how good God is. Father God, we thank you for all the good things that we have. We thank you for the good things you give us. Would you help us to be generous with the good things that we have? In your name. Amen.
The next reading is from John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
So now we get to the ribbon. Our world is broken. It's broken because humans get things wrong. It's broken because there is greed, and violence, evil. We see it all around us. We see it on the news. We see it at work in our own families. And we see it, like St. Paul, at work in ourselves. I do the things I do not want to do. And I don't do the things I do want to do. Cranmer, Archbishop Cranmer, wrote the Book of Common Prayer. We use the Book of Common Prayer every week in our worship at All Saints because it's exactly the right size to get the projector at the right angle. I'm not a great fan of the Book of Common Prayer in many ways because the language is out of date. But I think Cranmer gets it right, during the confession, the general confession, where he talks about us being miserable offenders. We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts, and there is no health in us. We get it wrong. But that's where the finger wagging stops. And instead, what we see from God is not that, but that. And we're invited, and I love the fact that yesterday, I don't know if anybody else noticed it yesterday, I love the fact that St. Nicholas sat in his chair with all of this beauty of the grotto, and the one symbol that was more visible than he was the cross of Jesus Christ, the King on his throne, setting right all that we have done wrong. And that's why there's a red ribbon around our Christingles, to remind us of the blood of Jesus shed on the cross that sets us free from sin and death, that promises us a life that lasts forever with God. So, there's lots of roles of red tape. Do you want to grab a roll of red tape, Maurice? Find someone who can take an end off it, and you need a nice length of it. Sheena, can you hold that end for me, please? Get enough, and to be honest with you, you'll need more to go around your orange than you think you will. And without poking yourself in the eye with your cocktail sticks. I know when you make a Christingle, you always put the ribbon round first and then you put the things in afterwards. It makes it easier, but it tells the story wrong. Because actually, God loves this world. He made this world. He fills this world with good things. And he loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him won't die, but will have a life that lasts forever, starting now and heading off into eternity. And that is why we have hope. That is why we have peace, because God loved us so much that God himself came to put right what we had put wrong. So make sure you've got a red ribbon around your Christingle, a reminder that God loves you that much. Here you are. There you go.
That's not long enough. She's
okay.
It's got not quite long.
There we are.
Okay.
There it is. You need a nice long bit. There we are. Yeah. There we go.
Can't do it between us, right?
There we are. And we'll double it up there. There we go. There you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we get the prayer in order. We acknowledge that God made this world, that we want earth to be like heaven. We acknowledge that God gives us each day our daily bread, and we ask God to forgive us our sins. So we're going to share communion together in a minute, but before we do that, we're going to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. So using word and sign, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And the last reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And that's the last bit of our Christingle. We need a candle. Not four candles today. Yeah. We just need one. And actually, I won't embarrass the person by saying who it was, but someone had a brilliant idea this year. Because one of the messiest bits of a Christingle is digging out the hole to stick a candle in. And some churches decide that health and safety requires them to stick a glow stick in. And I just, it doesn't have the same feel to me. You know, a Christingle service doesn't have that same measure of excitement if you're not eyeing where the nearest fire bucket is. So, everybody needs a candle. Everyone's got a Christingle. Needs a candle holder and a candle. And these are birthday candles. Why are they birthday candles? Because it's Jesus' birthday. It's brilliant. I think it's better than the big white household candles that are about power cuts. Yeah, no, you only ever use those candles when there's a power cut. Do you remember? I can remember as a child, there was a box of candles in the cupboard. Price's household candles. And you only ever got them out the cupboard when there was a power cut. And then you spent 3 hours in the dark trying to find the matches. So you need a candle. And then this is the tricky part. You hold your Christingle in one hand and your candle in the other hand. And you stick the candle into the top of your Christingle. That's the most complicated bit. You need a candle. Yeah. Have you got some? There we are. Have you got a candle? There you are. There's your candle. Oh. Candle. Candle. Oh, you need a holder. Oh, you are a holder. A candle.
Say
again? Oh, you don't have to do the stance. Who needs a candle? Who needs a candle? You've got a candle. Have you got a holder? Not yet. We need some holders. You can't have Christmas without Noddy Holder. There we are. Candles. Candles. Holders. Oh, you need a candle? You need a candle? Candle. Holders. Has everybody got a candle that needs a candle? Oh, you need another candle. Right. Have we got enough holders? Please say we've got enough holders. I bought as many holders as there were candles. Has everyone got a holder? Oh, you need a candle? Candle. Candle. Oh, candle. Has everybody that needs one got a candle and a holder?
Yeah.
And why does the Christingle have a candle at the top? Because Jesus is the light of the world. But hang on a minute. Jesus said of himself, I am the light of the world. He said something else about the light of the world as well. Can you remember what that was? You are the light of the world. A city on a hilltop cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bucket. We're back to the crowbar. Yay! You are the light of the world. That's why we're doing this right at the end. That's why we're doing it at the end of the service. And that's why you've all hopefully got... Where have I put mine? There we are. A candle flame. And in a moment, as we sing our last song, we're going to light our Christingle candles to remind ourselves that Jesus is the light of the world. But in these next few minutes, while the music group play a beautiful arrangement of a song that you'll all know, the words will be on the screen, but it won't sound like you've ever heard it before. I meant that nicely. We're going to light the second of our church family Advent candles. Because you are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. What does it say on the tin of All Saints? Doors that are open, hearts that love, faith that shines. You go and you shine the light of Jesus Christ throughout this world this Christmas time. Go and bring joy and hope and love and peace because you know who Jesus is and you know that God loves the world, and you know that God gives good things, and you know that Jesus died to set us free so that we might live a life that lasts forever. And knowing that means that you're a beacon of hope in a dark and hopeless world. So let's light our candle together.